Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 259 with Amanda Peart. First broadcast on the Nation Station Radio GH on Sunday the 8th of February 2026. Thank you, everyone, who has sent condolences and messages of support, particularly to David Bolton for his request to the Scottish Shindig and Ewan for choosing to play Jim Lindsay and the Black Bear. As I said last week, this weekend I am in Harrogate for the York and Humberside Branch Weekend School, and so we'll be enjoying some me time, dancing, not organising, and socialising with many friends. And I've chosen this programme from the dances which we will be doing. Hopefully they will be familiar to many of you. We will begin with the first dance from Friday evening, Eccle Feckin' Feline, by Bob McMurtry, which I always dance to the Gordon Shan track for Sarah's favourite. Gordon Shand and his band played three Ian MacPhail tunes, Mr. and Mrs. T. M. Robertson, Graham Jameson's Comfy Pomfy, and Mr. and Mrs. McRogerson. A well-kent reel which has endured is The Sailor, published by the RSCDS in Book 24 in 1968. As you might expect, there are at least 16 recordings, and I have chosen the one by Ian Muir of Prestwick, which actually links to the track we've just heard. A shout out for Sheila and Billy with this one.
Thank you.
Ian T. Muir played the Davy Hornpipe, then five of his own tunes, David Turnbull's Reel, Miss Lorraine Nelson of Aberdeen, Mr. and Mrs. McShane of Houston, Kenny Thompson's Reel and Dunaskin Glen, and then two Ian MacPhail tunes, Miss C. M. Barber, and Ian MacPhail's compliments to Gordon Jameson, he of Comfy Pumpy fame. There were plenty of eight-time Strathspeys on the Harrogate programme for me to choose between, but I very quickly plumped for Kilkenny Castle. There are three recordings, and this time I have chosen the original by Frank Reid and his band from their 1990 LP. Thank you. Frank Reid wrote the name tune for Kilkenny Castle and then played The Isle of Innisfree by Richard Farrelly, The Sally Gardens and Macpherson's Lament by James Macpherson. A local dance newly adopted by the RSCDS is the Yorkshire Rose by Trish Reid, and Neil Galloway and his band recorded the CD.
Thank you.
Scottish dance band played Strathcarran Dancers by George Meikle, The Mist Covered Mountain by Junior Crean, Peter MacDonald's Leather Breeks by Arthur Scott Robertson, and Davies Bray by Jim Johnston for the Yorkshire Rose. Another Yorkshire dance is the Morrison Measure, a five-couple reel by Roy Goldring. This was published in his book A Reel for Alice, and the CD by Muriel Johnston and Ian Robertson is called Full Circle. The dance is very simple, but you have to keep alert. One starts right shoulder reels of three on the sides, first lady followed by partner cast two places, and they dance right hand across with the couple above them. They are now on opposite sides and repeat, but left shoulder into the reels and left hand across at the bottom. Robertson and Muriel Johnston played Paul and Wendy Ridley by Donald Ridley, Ostler's Field by Ian Robertson, Jockalinty by Donald Ridley, and Esdale Reel by Muriel Johnston for the Morrison Measure. A very well known modern medley now, MacDonald of Keppoch by Chris Ronald for RSCDS Book 49. And therefore the music is played by Jim Lindsay and his band. Thank you. two Strathbay tunes were Josephine Mason of Kinross by John Brown and Margaret Williams Strathbay, and In Real Time, The Sprightly Minikin and The Old Fiddler by Willie McGuire. And staying with Jim Lindsay, but moving forward to book 52, we will now have the 8x40 jig Scallywag with the underarm turn one solo in the last eight bars. Dance was written by Jennifer Kelly for Michael Thompson, and Kim McGarrity wrote Michael's Jig as the lead tune. Then we heard The Famous Baravan by Gordon Duncan, Ian and Betty's Jig by Dougie Hunter, and Blackwood Jig by Ben Dorkin. A three-couple Strass Bay by David Queen called The Lost Gardens is new to me, but doesn't look too taxing. There is no recording, so I have chosen Ewan playing for his mother, Pamela's Strass Bay. Which Ewan played were Pamela Galloway's Strass Bay by Ian Lees and his own tune, Missy. Next, my all-time favourite reel, which needs no introduction, Fiddlesticks and Ivory with J.B. Milne.
Thank you.
J.B. Milne is by Angus Fitchett, written to honour the man who gave him his first job when he was 14. Then Patchwork Polka by Ian Peterson and Westwood Reel by Bill Skioch. Jim Lindsay again, this time playing for the five-couple jig John Cass. Jim Lindsay played John Cass's 90th Birthday by Ian Thau, Ian McIntosh of Pine House by Lindsay Ross, Strawberries Galore by Donald Ridley, Jig for Judy by Graham Mitchell, and Aberdeen by Burt Murray. Our last Strass Bay for four couples, and it is the Glengarry Homestead by John Brenchley, with music from their first Australian CD by Marian Anderson's Scottish Dance Band. Thank you. two recognisable tunes from Marion and her band, with Click Go the Shears Boys and Waltzing Matilda, which is by Marie Cowan. And we are finishing with Darain Dancing, which we most definitely do not want or need at the moment. Save it for the summer. The dance is by Ron Wallace, and the CD is by James Coutts and his band. Sorry that we've run out of time. James Coutts played Darain Dancing by Muriel Johnston, Spootis Kerry by Ian Burns, John Spence of UA Sound, Mickey Ainsworth by Ronnie Cooper, Captain Peterson of Melby by Frank Jameson, Miss Susan Cooper and then Milbray, both by Ronnie Cooper. Hope you've enjoyed it, and thanks again for your kind messages. Next week, I'll be at the Burke Hampstead Highland Ball, where Nicol McLaren is playing, so we will see what is on the programme there. Bye!